Port Moody Council wants to ensure the city retains some its unique identity, even as it girds for massive redevelopment of its downtown commercial areas. On Tuesday, November 28, it tasked Port Moody's Manager of Economic Development to work with businesses, developers and property owners in areas designated for redevelopment to find ways to create opportunities that will allow smaller, independent enterprises to continue to have a place in the city. In a report, Counds. Samantha Agterup and Callan Morrison said, one of Port Moody's well-loved features is the diversity and depth of the local business community. They also lauded the city's lack of large chain stores and big-box retailers as a feature that is celebrated and embraced by the community. But with properties where many of those businesses currently operate targeted for redevelopment projects, Agterup said it's incumbent upon the city to consider their future so they can have some certainty they'll be able to continue to operate and help Port Moody retain its commercial diversity. I'm concerned we could potentially lose businesses, she told council. Agterup also suggested one possible solution might be encouraging developers to build their commercial spaces with small, local businesses in mind and curate potential tenants to preserve a local ambience. Morrison, who owns a small juice business with locations in Port Coquitlam and Coquitlam, said, we know the stresses of not knowing what's going on. Giving them more tools to be able to stay here is important. Agterup and Morrison's plea struck a chord. Our local businesses are valued members of our community and should be treated as such, said Cowan. Kyla Knowles, while Cowan. Amy Lubick said Port Moody's small businesses and the connections they foster in the community are responsible for a large part of the city's charm. Cowan. Haven Lerbecki believes being proactive about advocating to protect Port Moody's small businesses might be an opportunity for council to be more specific about its expectations from developers to create well-paying jobs for residents as well as homes. This is a reminder of how we are going to reach our employment goals, she said. Megaphone sound off. How much do you value Port Moody's small, independent businesses? How important do you think they are to the city's identity and to your own experience living in the city? Are you worried for their future? Send us a letter to the editor to share your thoughts. Please be sure to include your full name and city of residence.